The energy practice this week is an underworld journey. We will be journeying to the river of life, your river of life, traveling back beyond this life and into the perceived past life experiences to gather truth of beauty and joy, power, compassion, and love. You'll need your three stones, journal and pen, and eye pillow if you prefer. Getting into a comfortable seated or lying position. Journeying to a place on the land that is a place of power for you, real or imagined, a place of power on the land. Going, sitting down there now. Allowing your sit bones to sink into the ground. As your awareness drops down, down, and you begin to travel down through the crust of the earth. Down, 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 past roots, past soil, down, down, past aquifers and crystals, down, past earth, down, 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 past stars, past light, down, you come to a place, there is light again. It is flat and you can see. Calling to the keeper of the underworld to come and guide you to the river. Calling to the keeper of your underworld to come and guide you to your river. And when the keeper arrives, asking, take me to the river of life. Take me to my river of life. You may walk, you may fly, you may be there in an instant. To your river of life. And when you arrive, stepping in, beginning to walk stream. Up the stream. Up the river of life. What gifts are you here to gather? What gifts from this lifetime of abundant beauty and joy? What gifts are you here to gather? Resources and talents are you here to remember? What resources and gifts are you here to remember? Beliefs are not real. What binds, what beliefs, what identity is not real? Gather all of this up. All of the gifts, the information, the vision, the seeing. Gather it up. collected and step back into the river, back into the river of life, and begin to move upstream towards the life that you held the most power and used it wisely. The most power and use it wisely. Moving up river to the lifetime of wisely used power. When you get there, stepping out of the river and into that life, into the life of power used wisely. How did you live? How did you die? What gifts are you here to gather? What gifts are you here to gather? From this lifetime of power used well. What resources and talents are you here to remember? What binds or beliefs are not real? What limiting beliefs, what stories and identities from this lifetime are not real? Collecting everything you have seen, retrieved, remembered, illuminated. Collecting it all up, stepping back into the river, upstream, up river, going to the life that you knew the most compassion and love, moving toward the life that you have known the most compassion and love. When you get there, stepping out of the river and into that life where you have known compassion and love. in abundance. How did you live? How did you die? What gifts are you here to gather? What gifts of compassion and love in this lifetime are you here to gather? What resources and talents, what skills are you here to remember? What binds are not real? What beliefs, what boundaries, what limits are an illusion? Collecting all that you have retrieved, all that you have reclaimed, reignited, remembered. Collecting it all up and stepping back into the river of life and coming back down the stream, down the river, back to this lifetime, stepping through the water, walking back down stream to this life, and walking to this now, this very point in space and time that is now, and stepping out of the river. Meeting the gatekeeper and asking him to guide you back. Guide you back to where you have come in. Just the way you have come, going back now. And coming up, up, up. Dark, up, 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 through earth, up, 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 through stratas of soil, up, past aquifers and crystals, up, past roots, up, 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 through the crust of the earth, up, back from that path. body, now, here. Wiggling fingers and toes, slowly opening your eyes. You will likely want to journal about the major keynotes of your journey. The different lives that you traveled to were the ones of most abundant beauty and joy, the most power used wisely, and the most compassion and love. And the questions that were asked in each of those lifetimes were, how did you live? How did you die? What gifts are you there to gather from that lifetime? What resources and talents were you there to remember, to re-enliven and reinform in your field? What binds and beliefs are not real? So you'll want to blow each lifetime into each of your three stones and then take these to the earth to do an earth painting. So if you like, you can blow the energy into the stones during the journey, or you can do it afterwards. I've kind of shown you both ways that you can do that. So with the stones enlivened with your journey information, with the anima, with your breath having blown the anima of this data, this information into the stones, your kuyas, you want to take them to the earth. Mulch and enliven and inform you, your body, through the earth with this work. This is mythic. Don't turn it into story. If you can, try really the best you can not to make big stories out of what you, what your past lives looked like. We're really working to loosen attachment, not build it, right? And this is one of the ways that we're actually allowing these things to go. And so taking it straight to the earth is keeping it in flow. It's keeping it from getting dense, constricted, and storified by the mind. So take it to the earth. Work it and allow it to stay alive in you. And work with the frequencies of what you have retrieved and what you've released. Allow yourself to be informed by your work and allow the work to shift the way you relate to all of these things in your life today, to allow more ease, essence, and expanse in this life now.